Let's begin the sit tonight by being interested in the sensitivity of this psychophysical organism, this mind-body. In particular, tuning in, being interested in its sensitivity. As we all know, this body-mind, this experience of being alive means being sensitive in six ways. So let's take the time to recognize each of the six sense gates. Beginning by bringing a clear interest to the sensitivity of the body, sensitive to the sensations of warmth and coolness, no matter where in the body sensations are being known. It's possible to discern the warmth or coolness, the quality of temperature. In the same way, we can discern, notice the quality of hardness or softness, smoothness, roughness, heaviness or lightness. These are called the earth qualities. So just notice that as we tune into the sensitivity of touch, and of course, no particular effort needs to be made to be sensitive to touch. Sensitivity to touch just comes with the mind and body. So you could just take up one of the particular elements of the earth qualities, like hardness or heaviness, and just see in your present moment experience all the different ways you can notice that experience of hardness or heaviness or lightness or smoothness or roughness, softness. And you might notice the more subtle quality of pushing or some movement, force in the physical experience of lifting, pushing the wind element. Being held, and the cohesive element of water, just the sense of the body, the tactile experience, being integrated. not really separable. The Buddha describes the relationship between the sensitivity to touch as an interaction of three related things. The sensitivity to touch itself, the actual objects that are being touched, and the consciousness that illuminates or ignites the sense contact, the sense experience. So we can do the same reflection with seeing, whether the eyes are open or closed. Visual form is being known. Unavoidably, effortlessly. Can't really stop this sensitivity to visual form. So we're practicing being interested in this exposure, this sensitivity to seeing. And moving on to the sensitivity now to hearing. Again, noticing how it's not really possible to shut it off. The mind can become so distracted that we forget the sensitivity to hearing, but the mind is still sensitive to hearing. Also sensitive to tasting and smelling. Take some time with each of those two senses, sense gates. And sensitive to thought, to the mental activity. You might notice that the thoughts seem to disappear as soon as you intend to notice them, but that's okay. Learning to recognize the mind's sensitivity to mental activity itself. Mental activity can certainly be known. When it arises, whenever it arises, it literally has an impact, makes an impression. Notice that sense of contact whenever a thought or a mental activity is known. in this psycho-physical happening, what we call our life, is always vulnerable, exposed to sense contact, sense impingement. There's no stopping it. All life long, hearing, seeing, tasting, touching, smelling, and thinking arises and makes an impression, has an impact. And this impact sets in motion all sorts of secondary activities, perception, feeling, in a sense it brings up in the mind related experiences, memories, draws out the mind's conditioning that's associated with that particular sense experience, sense contact. So just as you're now listening to these words, my voice, that particular contact of hearing, many mental formations, tendencies of mind are being triggered or stimulated and are arising in conjunction or shortly after the particular experience of hearing this voice and these words, making sense of the words. And of course, every mental formation that arises and is known also has an impact, also has effects. So in a very real way, we are caught up in this process, this dynamic of mind and body, ceaselessly exposed to sense contact. And then endlessly responding or participating in that contact with memory, perception, and importantly, feeling. We have a feeling about the sense contacts that arise. We feel them being pleasant, or we feel them being unpleasant, or we feel them being neutral, either pleasant or unpleasant. So whether you're noticing the sense contact of physical sensations now, or the sound of my voice, or the meaning of the words as you perceive them, becoming interested in the different feelings that unavoidably arise with sense experience. So as we, for example, feel the pain in the back or the sensations in the back or wherever sensations now are predominant, there's the sensation, there's the perception of what's going on, which of course is affected by memory, and there's a feeling about it, a feeling of pleasantness or unpleasantness or neutrality. And, most importantly, there is the presence of wrong view that suggests or colors the experience as if it's mine. This pain, this discomfort, this pleasant sensation is mine or belongs to me. Or there's the presence of some wisdom that understands it's just what it is. It's just a sensation being known, just a feeling related to that sensation that's being known. And even if there is craving, wanting to hold on to the pleasant or get rid of the unpleasant, that can also be recognized as something being known, as a natural, conditional phenomenon. Or it seems very personal. It seems like a problem. And the mind can very quickly act on that sense that it's personal, that there's something I want or I want to get rid of. And grasping sets in. The mind is now energetically acting out its desires to hold, to get rid of, to be disconnected. We're going to continue in silence for a while now, but continue this study, grounding the attention in sense contact, all the different components, and how at times out of the sense contact there arises a sense of a personal problem. And other times, out of sense contact, there arises the freedom, a sense of no problem, it's okay. Remembering that thoughts are also sense contact. They also make an impression. given that there is this sensitivity, there is this mind and body sensitivity in these six ways, given that feelings will arise with sense contact, is there a way for the heart to be free from suffering, or free from any stress, free from any personal problems, here and now?